Hello, podcast listeners. This is episode 3 of Nightly Talks with myself. Now, today's topic will be TikTok advertising and free advertising on every social media platform. As you can see, there are many young kids. Like my last episode, I said kids my age or younger starting a business and making thousands of dollars right now. It's a steady flow of income. These kids are they're expressing their creativity by putting something on a shirt that they like. And many people are starting to see the trend and hop on the trend. This is a great way for young kids under 15 to 16 or old younger to start a business. Now, when I was starting my first business at the age of 13, which I'm 14 now, I was selling chips, but it was making me lots of money, usually around $40 to $50 daily cash. I know that's not a lot for many adults, but for a kid my age, you know, a kid shouldn't be having a daily income or a weekly income or a monthly income unless they're getting paid allowance, which I highly recommend not to do with your kids if there's any parents listening. It will make their life easy on them and show them, and, you know, it'll get the mentality of life's going to be easy for them after they leave the house. That's not good buildup. Get them to be young entrepreneurs. If you raise them to be the modern employee, they will be stuck in debt. They won't have financial freedom. You know, you need a constant flow of income. You can't be able to exchange work for hours and expect yourself to have financial freedom. Either way, off the topic of that and onto the topic of free social media advertisement. There is many things that you can do besides pay for Facebook ads to promote your website or your business. I recommend going on TikTok since most of people are going on TikTok instead of Instagram or Twitter or Facebook right now. You know, if you were to see every meme page on Instagram or any page in general, you can see their posts consist mainly of TikToks, meaning that TikTok is taking over the social media industry right now in terms of popularity. Now, why is this good? Look at Gary Vee. He hopped onto the internet at a time where the internet was still young and fresh. Look at him now. His net worth is, I'm pretty sure it's $156 million because he took advantage of something while I was starting. Now, that's to show that when you see some stuff noticing to happen or increase in popularity, take advantage on it as soon as possible. That's how you are able to, you know, create a ground for yourself. Many kids my age already started their own business online, selling t-shirts or drop shipping right now. Yet again, actually, on a different note, drop shipping right now is bad, especially if your product comes from China. You know, China's on quarantine, so is Italy. And the entirety of Europe is on quarantine right now. Can't exit nor leave the country nor enter, which sucks. On to the topic of social media advertisement free. Many people always relied on their Facebook ads to bring in customers, which is cool and all. I'm not going to say it doesn't work, but it's really low. People would see something on something about your page and click on it, go click on it. You need thousands of dollars to advertise that. But what these kids are doing is going on TikTok, promoting their own brand and putting their links on their profiles for other people to share, or for the people that are clicking on the link to share it, to see it, to endorse the product, to buy the product, having kids these age 14 to 16 or even younger being able to promote their product right now for free and sell a $40 to $10 shirt online, with them making a potential profit of $4 to $36 is insane. You can't imagine this. Now, kids are crazy nowadays. They have technology, and I'm grateful for that, you know. Many people saying technology is bad. They don't like change. And I understand that times were okay back then, but you know, times are different. It's revolutionary. We're in the age of information. That's why people need to take advantage of technology like Gary Vee did when technology was still starting out. Look, he invested in Twitter, Facebook, I forgot what else. I don't know. I just know he invested in Twitter and Facebook when they first started out. He bought the shares, and now he's a multimillionaire. People need to see that. They need to buy shares when they're first starting out. But remember, this is not quick money. This takes a while. You know, it doesn't take a year. It takes more like 5 years for these shares and the companies to go up by the hundreds. You know, Netflix was, I believe, $1.46 a share. Now they're worth, if I pull it up on my iPad and ask Siri quickly how much a Netflix share is right now. Oh, well, you look at that, my iPad is dead. Either way, I'm pretty sure the shares right now are around $100, which is insane. You made a $90 profit per share, and that's incredible, you know. But that took a while. That took, since I know Netflix started before the 2000s, but it took off mainly around, I'm pretty sure it was 2010 where it took off and started getting major popularity, causing the stock share prices to go up. But no, that takes a while. Some people are lazy. That's why you gotta have multiple sources of income constantly flowing. My father, as an example, he has properties and he has his own company. It's two sources of income right now that he's receiving. Remember, if many people have one source of income, which are trading hours for money. When you trade hours for money, you're putting yourself as in the modern employee's shoes. When imagine if you're sick or you're pregnant, say if you're a woman and you get pregnant, you can't trade those hours for money. You won't be able to get paid. That's the unfortunate thing. You're getting traded your hours, your own hours of your life for money. That people like my father are only have to check up on the property around once a month, make sure everything's doing okay, maybe fix a problem with the AC, nothing too crazy, and now he's making consistent income of around, I don't even know, I just know the checks are big. Same thing with his business. My grandpa was the one that started the business. He never knew how to do floors, but he started a rival flooring company with his, I'm pretty sure his cousins or his brothers, someone, his nephews maybe, I forgot, that they were working for this man down on the other side, directly right next to them on the street. My grandfather did couches, chairs, tables, stuff like that, and he started his own hardwood flooring company just to rival with them, because there was an argument with the rival hardwood flooring company with, I'm pretty sure, my grandpa's nephews or cousins. Now they were working for my grandpa after my grandpa changed the company to a hardwood flooring company. And now after that, he never knew how to work the machines. All he did was a $2,000 investment, used his own truck to take the employees, bought new trucks, new machinery, taught they learned themselves from the other guy. My grandpa never knew how to work those machines until my employees taught him. It just goes to show you want to be the boss, not the employee. Look, my grandfather never knew anything about that. He just started it, and that's what led the foundation to the business that my father has right now, that was passed on from my grandfather to him. And that just comes to show that you need to be the boss, not the employee. No, and I'm not saying do something illegal and be the boss of it. No, I'm saying do something legal, not illegal, and be the boss of it. We all know that Pablo Escobar would have been the 10th or 11th richest person in the world right now if he were still alive, but that was illegal. You don't want to do that. Don't get caught up in drugs, folks. Don't get caught up in weed, none of that. Criminal life, it just ends bad for you. You commit your life to that, you can't get out. Actually, on a separate topic right now, I've been watching On My Block, and I haven't seen season 3 yet. I just started season 2 today. Since due to COVID-19, my school has been shut down. I got a lot of Netflix catching up to do. We do get our Chromebooks from school, and we're able to do our work from there. But there hasn't been any assignments posted right now. Now, everyone has free time in the... I'm not glad that the coronavirus is spreading around America. We're all staying safe. This is for precautionary reasons. My school said there was no one infected in our school. But if you were to hear from the first episode of my podcast, someone in the nearby high school, one of their family members got infected. Now, that high school is got shut down too. Every school in my La Habra area got shut down on Friday. Basically, everyone's seeing this as a two-week spring break. I'm more worried for the fact that there is no toilet paper and water in my area right now. So, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do and wipe with the reusable towels. It's funny, I know, but you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. It's alright. Either way, back to the topic of cash flow income. Now, these people, these modern employees that are saying to tax the rich, don't realize that the rich are being taxed out of almost everything they have right now. You know, I've seen lots of rich people on Reddit complain that every time they get a large income of money, they get taxed more and more. But these modern employees, I'm not trying to put them down or anything, but these modern employees are seeing them treat them as lesser. But in reality, the government is treating the rich worse. Because remember, taxes are pain. To continue on with my rant, well, mainly to end it, I just want to say, please don't be mad at any earned income. If you're happy, you're happy, and I want you to stay happy. If you have any problems, go talk to someone. And, you know, now to the next topic of TikTok that I like. Right now, I've spent around how many hours of TikTok? Well, I'm going to go check right now. In my settings right now, it shows that today I spent 1 hour and 7 minutes on TikTok, but 2 hours and 58 minutes. No, sorry. 2 hours, 58 minutes on TikTok, and 2 hours and 9 minutes on Netflix. So you can see how much free time I have right now due to the COVID-19 closing down my school. It's only going to be for this week, but since the following week after this week is a spring break, many people are viewing this, as I said, a two-week spring break. Double spring break. Yay, fun for everyone, but not fun for the people that are infected. And my heart truly goes out to the people that are infected. I don't know if you heard or not, but I'm pretty sure you heard. Tom Hanks has tested positive for the coronavirus. This is truly... like, wow, can you believe that? I'm pretty sure they're in Australia right now. If I'll check on my phone, actually. Hold up. I gotta pull out Safari quickly. Tom Hanks. Corona. Yes, right here it says. Alright, it's taking me to the Apple News app. Well, this is taking a while. I might as well just search it up. Coronavirus there. Modern article. Rita Wilson made a playlist for everyone self-isolating or in quarantine under coronavirus. That's by CEN. Mr. Hanks is not like the other movie stars and showed that many people reached out announcement that he has coronavirus. I knew it. They were stuck in Australia right now. So that's actually kind of bad because many countries are on quarantine right now. You can't enter, exit, you can't enter nor exit the country. It is, like, that's scary. Just imagine your country being on quarantine. And same thing with UK, 9th most infected country with the coronavirus right now. But the good side to the coronavirus right now is the pollution in Italy has gone down a lot since no one is traveling. Down in China, they've recovered more people right now than there are people in quarantine, which is great. We're making progress, you know. But for the older people, it does take a toll on them, especially young children, maybe under the age of 5. They could be infected. Same thing with the older generation. They're most likely to die from this. And that's the harsh reality. You know, when an epidemic like this spreads out, many people start to die. And if I was to pull up... Well, let me ask Siri quickly. Actually, I won't. I'll just Google this because... you know, makes me look professional. How many people died from the flu? Well, 56,000, but I'm looking for the coronavirus. Coronavirus. Let's see. 5,839 deaths from the coronavirus right now. But there are 156,000 cases. Now, that's crazy. We don't want this stuff spreading around. But I am hoping there will be a vaccine soon so we can stop the amount of people dying right now. Because I just don't like people dying. I want people to live. You know, death is bad and all, it's a natural part of life, but your life should not be cut short due to a virus. And, you know, it's crazy that this virus started from the Chinese eating bats live in their soup. I know maybe people may find that racist for me to say, but if you just look at the videos, many people are saying this was a disease transmitted from the bats in China. Now, many of my, I don't know if you know him, but James Whitewood, one of my favorite TikTokers right now, and Instagram influencers, I don't like using that term, is not infected with the coronavirus. I repeat, is not, but is really scared to go outside right now due to, you know, China being the main place where the coronavirus started from. Now, I want to know what is in your mind. You know, to the very few people or to the any person that watch this or listen to this podcast, I want you to message me on Instagram by on last_name_sucked to message me what do you think about this outbreak. Has it affected you in any way? Any family members? Any way? I just want to know, you know, and my heart truly does go out to the people that have been infected. Also, on another topic, English teachers, I know they don't get the best rep, but truly, an 8th grade English teacher must be one of the most annoying people to deal with. My English teacher said we have to write, I know this may not seem a lot to some people, but listen, most of my people in my class are 13 or 14 years old. And we don't want to be put under the stress of having to write a 3-paragraph essay when we come back from spring break. Or we have to take notes for a movie that's 3 hours long. We're just there watching an Anne Frank movie. And my teacher out of nowhere pauses the movie and says, "This is good for you because when you're in the real world, you may want to take notes on a movie." And I'm sorry, but I whisper to my friend... I'm sorry, Miss Ryan, but I whispered to my friend saying, "You have to be one of the most boring people, the most lame person to bring a notebook to a movie and take notes." And my friend goes along with my comment and says, "Oh yeah, guys, I can't wait to go into Star Trek and take down notes on this movie." Like, oh my god, imagine that. My teacher, I apologize, Miss Ryan. My teacher just keeps on blabbering about how this is going to help us for high school. But yet again, she teaches us the most useless things. But yet, Miss Ryan praises me as a student for me being the smartest kid in the class. Not really. My reading skill is a 6th grade reading skill, alright? I used to have a 9th grade reading skill in the 4th grade. I don't know what happened. But listen... She thinks that I don't read enough. No, I don't like reading. Is that hard to, you know, be guilty of? I'm guilty. I don't like reading. Will I get sued for it? Will I get arrested? No, I don't think so. You know, they used to burn books. That's the crazy thing. But she says, she knows that my comprehension level of any topic that we talk about, she says that, you know, I take things from the book or from the video we watched and says, I comprehend everything so well. Like, I remember that one time, the beginning of the year, we were reading Lord of the Flies. And spoiler to anyone that hasn't read Lord of the Flies, Piggy died, many people died. And the people that died on the island, I said, it's like going to heaven. The ones that died off the island go to heaven. But the ones that died on the island are sold their soul to Lucifer, you know. And I was thinking about it more. The more I thought about it, the people that died in the water were getting their souls baptized. It was crazy. They were sent from a life of good to the worst island known to man. A place where 12 to 10-year-olds have killed each other for survival or if they've gone insane. Time to continue on my rant on school right now. I was selling chips in school like last month. Made $700 off of that. It was my best income money ever. At a young age, I was young. I was making money. I was always investing my money that I had into chips. You know, this all started from the $5 that my father gave me. Because I told him I was going to sell chips and sell candy. Because there's this one man I saw on YouTube. He was Mexican as well, you know. Me, I don't look Mexican. If you've ever seen me in person, I don't look Mexican. But my family is Mexican. And it's yo sí sabo español. Yo sé español, puedo hablar español tradicional. Puedo hablar español de cholos. Puedo hablar español de todo. But either way, you know, that's funny. That just reminds me, you know, some people keep on saying that you change your attitude when you're speaking in a different language, which I generally do know. Yeah, it does. It's crazy. I don't know why, but I hope they do research on that too. No, I'm holding two pencils in my hand right now as I talk. Whoop, that's one of them falling. You know, come to think of it. Have any of you guys, you know, any one of you guys or gals listening to the podcast right now have seen Uncut Gems? If you haven't, then I highly advise you to watch it. It was a great movie. I'm not going to spoil. Actually, I will. I will, you know. You guys have to watch this. For everyone that's seen the movie, y'all know the ending. I just thought it was an insane way to end the ending, to end the movie. By killing off, I forgot his name, Howard, yes, Howard, to kill off Howard. And the way that they zoomed into his eye and transferred into the opal so smoothly was insane. You know, the Celtics won, and he made anyone, I don't know, if it was $1.2 million that he won. And then just to get shot in the head, and then the other partners that shot the guy in the head got killed too. Like, wow, you know, some people are ruthless in this world. But A24 does make good films. You know, mid-90s, Uncut Gems, what else? That's it. You know, Jonah Hill's, you know, come to think of it, he lost lots of weight, right? We all saw him in Wolf of Wall Street. Looked like a 300-pounder. But, you know, now he's mad skinny. Like, what the heck? What did he do? I think maybe during mid-90s, he just skated a lot or something and lost all that weight. It's crazy. I think he's like, what, 170 right now or 210, which is a big difference from what he was at in Wolf of Wall Street. We all saw him, you know. Well, most of us. Actually, I do have something to talk about. I haven't seen this Netflix show called Nerve, but it seems cool, the concept. I don't know if it's an actual movie, because someone on TikTok posted, this is what that Nerve audio is from, and opens Netflix. And someone said on the comments that was from Batman, The Dark Knight, and someone said that, no, the movie is called Nerve. And I'm like, what the heck? I want to know. I genuinely want to know. But either way, if Nerve, just imagine the concept of Nerve. It's like they said, it's like truth or dare without the truth. You pay to watch or you get paid to play. The concept, I saw those POVs on TikToks like, this is Nerve, and one of them was to kill your lover for $50,000. Now, if you're going, say someone that is poverty stricken needs that money. I don't think that most people would do that. For the fact that they would kill someone and feel guilty for the rest of their life. I can't imagine the guilt that you must feel from killing someone. And, you know, lots of troops in the U.S. end up killing, maybe kill someone in war. Or anyone that's been to war has killed someone, maybe. I just don't understand how that can go through your mind. I'm not calling you sick or anything. I'm just wondering, how is it like, you know, having guilt of, you know, taking someone else's life? You were fighting for your country. I understand. But me, myself, I cannot live with something like that. Ugh, I need water. On the topic of Netflix right now, on my block, when I finished the first season, I saw Ruben get shot. I genuinely thought Ruben was going to get shot till I saw his eyes open. I'm all like, wait, what the heck? My first thought of mine was that he revived himself in the casket. Like, can you not think of that being the most craziest thing? You get, you reanimate yourself in the casket that you're gonna get buried in. But when I saw that he was on his bed laying down, I was like, oh. But unfortunately, to anyone that hasn't seen On My Block, the first season, Olivia dies. I'm pretty sure everyone's seen it by now. No, I got this pencil. It's cool. I should really charge my iPad right now as I talk. Now, what percent am I on my phone? 14. Well, we got that. You know what's cool? My phone background, it's a live photo, but it's a TikTok. I don't know if you know King of King.Science on TikTok. It's that animation guy with the crown on his head. Really cool guy. I recommend you guys go follow him because he's cool and he's the CEO of animation, as almost everyone used to say. I still comment CEO of an insert whatever. Oh, also, on the topic of TikTok, you know Vinny, the guy, the one that says, check it out. He's just brings the most positive attitude and vibes to TikTok. You could be having the most saddest day of your life, and you hear that guy, check it out. And your life is so clear, good, and happy. You know, for the rest of the day, you're just going to be seeing happiness, you know, sunshine and rainbows, candy. And he's the hustler. He's a day one hustler, I tell you that. 50 cents for that pallet, and he sells it for $5. I'm so glad he can afford to take his family on trips. You know, he was in Vegas for a while before the coronavirus outbreak, but now he's in his home right now. He got sponsored by this one gummy company. I'm just glad that guy blew up on TikTok, because, you know, without that positive attitude and going around, I'm pretty sure many people will stay sad. You should really follow me on TikTok. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to throw my own TikTok in there. Many people, no one knows what it is. I only have like 160 followers, you know, but some people in my school have 500, 1,000, over 10,000. I just don't get it. I want to be TikTok popular, but at the same time, I don't. Because there are many popular people, you know what happens to them? They get the boot. Boom. Pow. Gun noise. John Lennon. I feel bad. Little Tecca, actually. I don't think anyone knows any other song by Little Tecca besides Ransom. It's a good song, though. It slaps. I'm not listening to it repeat, but I'm not gonna brag that I know every single lyric to that song, because that's weird. I just know it because I've listened to it a lot. What if there was like a radio station, but the numbers you chose were what's popular for that age demographic? Say if you go on channel 21, it changes you to what the heck? Whoa, my paper is doing this thing with my earbuds. It's making this weird squeaky noise. I don't know if you guys could hear it. You know what I really want to get good at? Digital art. I just want to make logos for people. Make it a side hustle. Right now, I bought Procreate for $10 on my iPad. And the most I've done was a simple piece of art, which was just like pretty sure I just drew random colors on the screen and hit the liquify tool. It has a cool trippy effect. You know, actually, never mind. That's not the most I've done. The most I've done was done an outline of Travis Scott. And then paint in the outlines with tie-dye color. I want to know what's on your guys' mind right now. Are you guys going through something, going through anything, having fun? I can tell you guys that I am having fun right now by myself in this room recording for no one, or that one person that stumbles across this, or this bot that decides to click play on it. I salute you guys. Very cool. I have nothing else to talk about. Now, I always talk a lot in math. If anyone goes to my school, you can ask Justin, Uni, Candace. Just ask them how much, or like the randomest things that come to my mind. Just say, yo, just go up to them and say, what does Raul say in math? And then they'll say something along the lines of, he says the randomest things ever. You know, why am I not having that creativity right now? Well, how about we do something fun right now? How about I Google, what's that? What are those games like? Yeah, Would You Rather. Let's play Would You Rather. Would you rather? I don't know if I should do this on my phone or on my iPad right now. Let's see. I'm going to go charge up the iPad right now quickly and get back to this. Sorry if you hear someone in the background. Now the door is not closed right now. Actually, I'll be back. Never mind. I'm not going to close the door. It's only these specific times. Now, I'm going to go charge my iPad. I don't know if you guys are hearing the mic ruffle around. I'm sorry for that. Oh, papers. Those are papers. Oh, papers. Oh my god. I'm going to have to unplug one of these. Well, I surely hope that was nothing important. Alright, sitting down the mic. Oh, that's gonna get... Yep, the mic definitely picked that up. The mic definitely picked that up. Alright, sorry for everyone's ears. Sorry for any headphone users right now. I'm gonna charge up the iPad, and in a minute, we shall be playing Truth or Dare. Oh, my iPad has that weird battery screen. I'm gonna go close the door. I'll be back. Oh, the mic picked that up too. Mic definitely picked that one up too. You know, my mic is picking up every... Oh my god, bro. Oh. Oh, okay. The mic definitely picked that up too. Either way, I'm gonna do Truth or Dare on my iPad if this loads up. Now, back to the topic. So, back to the topic of social media marketing right now. It's great. Kids my age or younger are starting their own companies via TikTok. So they could, you know, be successful entrepreneurs when they grow up. Still no time for Truth or Dare. Let's see how long this podcast has been going for. This podcast has been going for 34 minutes. Wow. I hope someone listens to this. You want to join? Well... I already talked about most of the problems going on in the world right now. Actually, let's talk about water shortages. Just think about it. Why are people, you know, I understand if people don't have tabs at home or like water filters, but I'm pretty sure tab water is not going to kill you if you drink it, right? If you just think about it, many people drink tap water. I don't think anyone that does to someone, unless your city's been infected with water poisoning. That I don't think. Oh, well, look at that. The iPad loaded up. Well, as I go on to this rant about the water shortages in the stores right now, I'm going to be downloading Truth or Dare. All right. The water shortages right now are just like, what the heck are you doing? Why do you need to buy out this water? I get it. Now, some people are just buying out the water to sell it. Like, wow. The thing of some people, it's a hustle, right? It's a hustle. But is this a moral hustle? No, definitely not. I've seen lots of people cut up their rolls of paper towels. They're cutting up their rolls of paper towels right now, just to tear them into toilet paper. Well, if you're to really do that, like, well, just get one sheet of toilet paper, one sheet of towels, and like the disposable towels, not reusable ones, disposable towels, and use that. You don't need to be cutting up the whole roll into thirds. Oh, Truth or Dare, load it up on the iPad. Let's play. Let's do kids. Enter name player. Raul. Play. Oh, there needs to be two players? Okay, that sucks. Is there any single player ones? Yeah, there is. Pretty sure. Continue the rant about water. No, people are gonna drink their tap water and they're gonna realize it's not that bad. Like, would you drink tap water? Yes or no? I would, honestly. Unless the water's been poisoned. Which I highly doubt someone will do. But you know, people do crazy things. We never knew. Alright, Truth or Dare open. Let's see if this is single player. Continue. Close. Let's do medium. Close. Oh my god. I'm gonna do a 7-day free trial. Alright, I'm gonna do this free trial and end it like in the next minute. Let's do medium, truth or dare. Let's do dare. Make up an exciting story about the item to your left. Alright. Exciting item to my left. Calculator. The calculator was on a walk. It did a backflip and landed on a skateboard. It did a trick, but it fell and it broke all its limbs off. Next. Truth. What is the creepiest thing you've done? I don't know. Dare. Pitch a Son of Anarchy's or Queer Eye for the Straight Guy crossover show. I don't know what that is. This is just Truth or Dare. Yeah. I need to search up Would You Rather. Okay. Would You Rather. Let's do this. Like, tap water. If you're just to think about it, it's not bad. You know, toilet water. Unless someone's peed in it, I don't think you should be drinking it. Alright, Would You Rather? Let's load it up. Always get first dibs, always get last laughs. First dibs. Alright, 32% of people said yes to first dibs. Be fat and smell nice all the time, or be fit and smell sweaty all the time. I'd rather be fat because it's more about the personality. 30 people said be fat and smell nice. That's weird. Never eat a hot meal again or never eat a cold drink again. I like coffee, but I don't want to eat like cold scrambled eggs. Like, who eats cold scrambled eggs, right? Alright, I'm gonna eat never have a cold drink again. Have perfect luck. Every 60 seconds receive all known knowledge on what action your choice will cause. Well, I'm going with every 60 seconds, you know what your actions would cause, because imagine that in the stock market. You would just invest in the companies that are going to blow up. Wear wet socks for the rest of your life. Only wash your hair once a year. I mean, people with dreads don't wash their hair, like, for a long time. Especially if they're nasty. I mean, wear wet socks, dude. Oh, an ad. Now, that's the things about these free-to-play games. They put ads up, and they make money that way. Which is smart. I mean, these hyper-casual games making lots of money, not from the people playing it, or not from the in-game purchases, from the people that choose to sponsor or advertise the app. Let's see. Would you rather live and let your sibling die to save your sibling? I'm not selfish, so... Drink old milk, eat moldy cheese. Like, if you drink old milk, I'm pretty sure if it's old enough, it'll turn into cheese, so yeah. Mentally never age, physically never age. Like, that's weird. Imagine being a 90-year-old in a 1-year-old body. I think I'll physically never change. I'd rather choose that. Be alone or be unhappy with a relationship. I mean, I'm already being alone right now, but, like, that's all right. Be born again today. Be born again 100 years ago. Look, 100 years ago, I'm pretty sure the Great Depression was a thing and the plague was, so I think I'll be born again today. But, you know, coronavirus spinning around and everything. Die from dehydration or die from starvation? Yeah, I'm gonna choose die from starvation. Both are painful. Teach history or teach math? Most history teachers get a good rep. Alright, last two, and that's it for the podcast. Have two sets of twins, have quadruplets. My guy, those are the same. You're taking care of the same amount of children, but I'm pretty sure they all grew up at the same age. Yeah. Be able to control your dreams, not be able to watch your dreams on a video the next. Being able to watch your dreams on a video the next day. Yeah. I mean, you know, you get a third of your life is spent on your bed sleeping, right? Just imagine that. You get to rewatch any dream you had. What if you were a millionaire? That'd be cool. Spend the rest of your life as a slave. Spend the rest of your life in prison. Not prison. Yeah, I wouldn't want to be a slave. And that's it. Of truth, of would you rather. That concludes my podcast. And good night.